Blog Talk Radio.
Hello to all of our listeners, all of our Christian friends and brethren, members of the Church of Christ, as well as our invited guests. We welcome you once again to a live broadcast of the Worldwide Gospel Radio, sponsored by the Church of Christ of the United States of America. We're so glad and so pleased to be able to come into your homes, speak with you concerning the truth, the Word of God. Tonight, we have planned a very special evening. We plan an evening that's geared to satisfy and to increase learning and understanding among our listeners. You see, if you're listening on this broadcast tonight, tonight is your night. What are you talking about, Brother Williams? Well, tonight our program is going to mostly consist of questions and answers. You ask the questions, and Brother Williams is duty bound to give you the Bible's answer. Now, one thing we promise you, we don't promise you to give you our opinion. We promise to give you what the Bible says. And we're going to make it our business to give you the book, chapter, and verse where you can find your answer in the Bible. Only what God says matters when it comes to your spiritual salvation, your relationship to God. What God says and what God teaches in His Word can be understood by any person who wants to. I know of people who can't even read, but they can understand God's will in the gospel because they've been taught. The Bible says, how can one hear without a preacher? How can one believe except he hear the word of God? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10 and 17. So when you hear the word of God, it should produce faith in God in your mind. That's the purpose of preaching the gospel, to produce faith in the mind of men so that men might decide and agree to obey the truth. Just hearing the truth does not sanctify you or give you eternal life salvation. Simply believing what you have heard without acts of obedience according to the command does not give you salvation. Somebody say, well, you said you got to hear the gospel. Yes, you have to hear the gospel. Acts chapter 2, 36, Peter began his conclusion. And he said, hear, O Israel, understand this, Jesus Christ, a man approved of God, whom you crucified. He did no sin. He did not offend in the law. But nevertheless, you desired Pilate to kill him. And you are guilty of having murdered the Son of God. Verse 37, they say, Peter, what can we do? Now, that was a question that's the result of having believed the truth that Peter spoke. Yeah. He didn't say it just to Peter. He said men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter stood up with the 11 and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit from God. You're going to receive the gift of God, the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And those who believed Peter, they obeyed the command of the gospel. Who gave that command? Peter didn't command God. Nope. Jesus commanded in Mark 16, 15 and 16. He said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whosoever does not believe shall be condemned. So, God sent salvation to a world of condemned men and women who were lost and doomed for eternal damnation because of the sins that they had committed that they were unable to get rid of. You see, imperfect man was not able to offer a sacrifice acceptable to God to rid himself of his sins. God did it. God came down in the person of Jesus Christ the Son, took on the form of man, lived a perfect human life, died on the cross for our sins. And he requires that all who will obey him must die to the love and practice of sin. We got to stop sinning. We got to stop wanting to sin. We got to stop practicing the sinful acts that we have been doing for years. We have to stop. And then we have to start obeying the commandment will of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God, our Creator. He is God, our Savior. He is God, our Father. He is the Almighty God, the one true God. He is eternal spirit. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Yes, Jesus Christ had to be here in the beginning because according to 1 Colossians chapter 1 through 17, he created this world and man and everything that is in this world. He created this universe, the stars and the moon and all that. Yes, he is the creator. So he had to be in the beginning. The beginning was the beginning of his creation. But he existed long before the beginning of his creation. He has existed forever, and he will exist forever. Because God created us in his image, we have that will exist forever. The soul of man will never die physically. The soul of man will die spiritually. Yes. The soul of man will suffer eternal punishment because of unrepentant sin. But we got a chance now. We got a chance to repent of our sin and thank God for saving our soul, baptized in water baptism, according to faith in the gospel of Christ. See, we know it's water baptism because that's the baptism that Jesus, it was the same baptism, it had the same form as the baptism that God sent John to give the Jews. John did not preach to the Gentiles. He only preached to the Jews. Why? Because God prophesied in the long ago. He prophesied as far back as Abraham. He prophesied during all the prophets of the age of captivity. That was a period of time, about 400 years, in which God did not give revelation to man. But the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Amos, Habakkuk, Micah, Malachi, Zephaniah, Zechariah, all the old prophets received revelation from God, and they prophesied about the coming Messiah. Talked about God prophesied about the Messiah in Genesis chapter 3. when he began to give man and woman, male and female, their particular punishment for sin. Man had eternal life. He was perfect when God created him, but man sinned. And his sin caused everything that God had made, all nature, he caused all of it to be marred, to be changed, to be defiled. Between him and Lucifer's downfall, between him and Lucifer's downfall, all the earth became adulterated. God's not going to save the earth. He's not going to save the stars and the moon and the sun and all the planets and all the galaxies. God's not saving all that. All of that was created out of nothing by his omniscient, unfathomable power. And just like it was created, God is going to fold it up. He's going to burn it up. He's going to dissolve it. He's going to return it to nothing. Without God, there is no universe. There is no cosmos. There is no galaxy. There is no star system. There is no you and me either. We exist because God willed it. God decided it. God made it happen. If it wasn't for God, we would not be born into life in this world at all. The fact that you were born from your mother by the grace and the will of God is that miracle that God performed for you to be here today. We know it's a miracle. Man has found out that the chance of being born as a result of conception by the natural process is a very, very precarious situation. You got more chances of not being born than being born. So everybody who's born alive and live this day, you are no accident. You're not an accident or a freak of nature. You are designed by the most intelligent creator there is, and that's God himself. There's no intellect greater than God. God designed us, and he wanted us, and he pledged us to be God men. But when you disobeyed God, Adam and Eve in the beginning, you ruined that situation. And until God came in the person and the personality of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God in the flesh, man had no hope. Christ is our hope from the beginning. Before God created man, Christ was made to be our hope. So tonight, we want you to ask some questions. Whatever question you got, no matter how full or how insignificant you might think it is, whatever question you got, we welcome you, we encourage you, we insist that you ask your question tonight. This day is your opportunity to ask your question. Ask the hard questions, the questions that have to do with all this variation and differences of religious opinion and religious doctrine. Somebody ought to want to know, where did all this different religion come from? God only made one church. He only built one church. He only gave one revelation forever to mankind. God has only one will, one purpose. God purposes that men obey the truth and be united, perfectly united in faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. The Holy Spirit speaks to the church by the hand of the Apostle Paul and says, I beseech you, brethren, by the sure mercies of God, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together. That's God's will. That's God's instruction. That's God's commandment. But today, especially in the United States of America, we have a phenomenal multitude of religious division existing and all claiming to be from God. That's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody ought to want to know how you know. Somebody ought to know, well, where in the Bible can we find the information to let us know that it's a lie, to let us know that that's not what God intended. God did never intend for 600 different church religions to show up. He only gave us one religion, one faith, one body, one kingdom. We only have one Savior, one Lord, one God, one Father, one baptism. He only gave us one. The Church of Christ is the one wife of Christ. God's only married to one spiritual bride. That's his church. He don't have no 600 brides. He's not a whoremonger, an adulterer. He's not a philanderer. God is truth, absolute truth, perfect and complete truth. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should repent. God has no sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. There is no sin in him. Him is God. So, by the word of God, we will answer your Bible questions. This is not a forum to discuss politics, economics, history, world history. That's not the forum tonight. The forum tonight is about answering the questions of eternal life pertaining to your soul salvation and your obedience to the will of God. That's what tonight's forum is all about. You can ask any question that has to do with that. You can ask questions about immorality. What is immorality? Immorality is sin. It's morals that are ungodly and or sin. Men actually commit moral indignation in the presence of God. Men behave immorally every day, all day. Some people are so weak and so uninformed, unfaithful, and disobedient that they commit immorality every day of their life and don't even have the mind to want to repent, to want to stop and change. But you need to understand that God is going to punish. He's going to punish every immorality that men commit in the final day of judgment. Now, he's chastising today, but he's chastising his children. Mm-hmm. If you're not a child of God, God don't chastise you. You don't chastise other people's children. You chastise your children. You correct your son. Not everybody's son, just your son. Why? Because that's the only authority you have, your children. Other people have to correct their children. So it's up to every man, woman, boy and girl. It's up to every person to obey God for themselves. And once you're blessed to become a parent, you have a responsibility to bring your children up in the knowledge and the instruction of the will and the word of God. You have that commandment from the Lord. Whether you are a baptized believer or not, that's a commandment for mankind from God. That's like marriage. It's a commandment and a provision for mankind. God gave instruction on how to do it. If you don't do it the way God said do it, it's wrong. God never gave us no instructions that allows us to perform same-sex marriage. God never gave us no instructions that allow us to change our biological nature, claim to be a woman in a man's body or a man in a woman's body. That foolishness, that ignorance that mankind has come up with is not the commandment or the will of God. You know what's so killing about it, ladies and gentlemen? I pray you listen to me real good. It just makes all the sense in the world. In the animal kingdom, in the plant kingdom, there is no such thing as a homosexual or lesbian. There are no lesbian female animals, and there are no homosexual male animals. If that species has a male and female, they never are homosexual. Only in the species of man, which is the only creature that God created with intellect, the ability to think and to reason and to take responsibility for his own actions and his own responsibility for himself. Man is the only one that God endowed with the ability to reason, intellect. Man got the biggest brain. Man's brain is bigger than the elephant brain. The elephant is 10 times bigger than man. It's not the size of the creature. It's the design of the creature. That's the way God designed it. Man is his highest creation. Why? Because man has received of the spirit wisdom, the spirit being and power and presence of God. Our spirit came from God's spirit. That's why the question tonight that every one of us will have to answer for ourselves. Each one has to answer this question for itself. Where will you spend eternity? We already know that none of us are going to spend eternity on this planet Earth. If you're on Mars, you're not going to spend eternity on Mars either. You're not going to spend eternity on the moon. You're not going to spend eternity in outer space, either in eternal damnation, which is hell, or eternal life, which is heaven. It's obvious mankind is not going to spend eternity in this earth. If it was, if that was the truth, why does God allow men to die? Why are we not having eternal existence in this world? Why is the world going through a biological and physiological state of decline? Why is the world and the earth and the planets and all that we know, why are they aging and dying? Stars are planets. They die. One day this earth is going to die and pass away. Second Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. It's going to decay. It's going to pass away. It's going to vanish. It's going to burn up. It's going to be dissolved. Those of you who don't believe in God, you can say whatever you want to say about what the cause of it is. You say what you want to say about the cause of creation. You say man was not created by an intelligent creator. Man is an accident, physical reaction in space and time. Man is a result of a great cosmic explosion. Somehow matter began to implode upon itself, and it exploded. And from that explosion came this order that we call the cosmos, the galaxies, the stars, the planets, the inhabitants of these planets, and so forth, wherever there are inhabitants. We haven't verified inhabitants on all these planets yet. In the Star Wars program, you got all kind of inhabitants. They look all kind of ways. Some of them look like downright monsters. And that story is a figmentation of man's imagination. There's some scientific reality to it, but the 90% majority of it is presumed, assumed, imagined. All that will cease to exist if it does exist one day. Going to cease. All that's going to be left is the soul of man. Animals going to cease to be. They're not going to exist forever. Animal was not created with a spirit nature. The animals were not created in the likeness of God. Animals were not created in the likeness of God. The plants not created in the likeness of God. The earth was not created in the likeness of God. The sun and the moon and the stars were not created in the likeness of God. Only man. That's not a result of a human evolution. Evolution theory does does not apply to the creation, the advent of man. The evolution theory can only fit where you see physical mutation changes among the species. That's the only way it fits. But it cannot account for man's origin. God accounts for man's origin. So what we want to do is we want to ask the questions that matter as it pertains to faith and obedience to God. You don't obey God, you're not going to receive God's eternal life reward. He's not giving his eternal life to disobedient souls. Only to those who are faithful in obedience. So if you want to be faithful to God in obedience, you need to find out what God has to say about it. If you haven't been taught, it's time to learn. Brother Williams gives you his word. We're going to give you the truth, the whole truth. The bare essentials. That's the naked truth. So help me God. That's all we can do for you. It's up to you to accept the truth or reject it. If you accept the truth, you will live eternally, eternal home of the soul. See, we're going to go back to God. God gave us. We got to return to God in order to be satisfied. If we don't return to God, we can never be satisfied. That's what hell is. Disappointment, frustration, pain, agony, dissatisfaction, total dissatisfaction. There ain't nothing good, satisfactory, desirable of hell. Nothing. Nothing about the name ain't even desirable. Nobody want to be associated with that at all. At least nobody in their right mind. We were created with a need and a desire. But we can live our lives each day and deny it and die out of this life to enter into the eternal existence in hell, agony, pain, and suffering. We encourage you. Let's get with the Lord. And that means stay with the written word of God, not the written word of the preacher, not the written word of a religious leader or false teacher. Not by their written words, by God's written word. Man can't write a book as powerful, as potent, and as applicable as the word of God. And others have written commentary about what God's word says. But nobody can write God's word. God has already written it, and it's not going to change. You may change it by teaching the word in false deceit, but you still don't change the word. All you do is change men's mind, cause them to believe a lie and obey that lie and die and go to hell. You can't change God's word. It's settled. It's settled in heaven. In other words, it's set. It's not going to change. Tonight, I want to encourage you to ask your question. All right, but how are we going to ask the question? You still talking. How are we going to ask the question? Well, here's what you do. Get ready to ask your question. You must be on your telephone. You can't ask a question in this broadcast if you're on the internet website. Okay? If you're on the website listening to this on the internet in your own language, you cannot ask a question on this broadcast. You must be on your telephone. You must dial in. Area code 347. Phone number 85056. Well, if you're around the world, you have a country dialing code because you are a foreign nation to the United States, and we are a foreign nation to you. So we have international dialing codes to be able to dial in and reach folk in other nations around the world. However you do it, you must do that and call in. If you're called in on this call, you're in right now, all you have to do now is push number one on your telephone dial pad. But you dial the telephone number. Push the number one. You will be, that will signal Brother Brian Brown, our faithful program moderator. He will in turn tell me it's time to be quiet because we have a question. We'll obey that instruction and close my mouth so that we can hear you ask your question on the air. Then when you finish asking your question, I will open my mouth and give you the Bible's answer. Right? Is that fair? That's as fair as we can do it. I can't answer a question that you don't ask. I can't address any questions that you don't ask. Answer the questions that you ask. So, if you want to ask a question tonight, tonight is the night. If you don't believe some of the things that I've been teaching or I've said tonight, question it. Challenge me to prove it by the Word of God. Write down these scriptures and the reference, book, chapter, and verse. Write it down. After this broadcast, you can go back and read it and study it and meditate on it for yourself. Let God speak to your mind. I study my Bible, and in so doing, I'm allowing God to speak to my mind. To teach me, you do the same thing, then you'll know it for sure. You'll know it for truth. You'll know it, and no man and no philosopher and no smart person, nobody can change your mind because you know it for yourself. That's the challenge tonight. Listening to God's word, you start beginning to believe and obey God's word, you're answering the challenge that every soul must answer, but you're answering it properly. Some souls are not answering it honestly. They're answering it dishonestly. They're subject to lose their soul in hell. So if you do it honestly, with faith, conviction, you'll be able to enjoy the eternal life of heaven. Be with God, our Creator, God, our spiritual nature. Eternal spirit of life, not eternal spirit of damnation in hell. Satan is your God in hell. Is your God in heaven? Jesus, 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 how I love thee. Thou hast loved us and have saved us by your infinite power and perfect love. We got to glorify him. We got to praise him. He deserves it. More than you know, he deserves it. If we did it all day long, it wouldn't be enough. That's how much God deserves to be praised, adored, honored, revered. God is the true reverend. No man is a reverend. The definition of reverend is found in Psalm 111 and verse 9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Who is that? No man can qualify for that. Only God. No human being could ever even come close to qualifying for that. Only God. No man has the power. So ask your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Push the button. Let us know. We want to hear from you. We want to know that you understand and know what you ought to do to serve God in spirit and in truth and diligence. In honesty and integrity. In humility and thanksgiving. Let's praise God. Let's serve him. Treat him with the utmost respect, love, and consideration that he deserves. Let's do our best. Make it so. Ask your question tonight. We're waiting here to hear from you. I yield the floor for just a couple of minutes to allow those who might have a question or might be forming a question to get it straight, clarify it, and then ask it. We'll wait a couple of minutes. I pray that someone will ask a question on this broadcast event tonight. May God bless all of us and help all of us to increase in our faith, our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the extent that we become obedient to his word without fail. Jesus' name. But we're gonna be quiet for a couple of minutes to allow those who might want to ask a question to do so. Push the number one on your telephone dial. Push one, and you'll be cued into this live broadcast, this worldwide broadcast. You can ask your question to people all over the world. You can ask your question for their benefit as well as yours. We're going to give that answer for their benefit as well as yours. One more minute. All right. There is approximately 11 minutes left in our broadcast hour event. You still have time. You still have an opportunity to ask. Just because you did not ask a question the past 2 minutes doesn't end your opportunity to ask a question of us tonight. You can ask your question at any time between now and the close of this hour-long broadcast. We want to keep this broadcast event available and open to you until 8:30 Central Standard Time. whatever time that is where you are, until that time. We want to have this opportunity available to those who want to ask a question. In the meantime, let me continue to share with you words of principle and faith and obedience and direction from God. Times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands every man everywhere to repent. For God will judge every man in that day according to what his life's work, whether it be good or whether it be evil, every man must give an account to God for the life that he lives in this world. If it's an evil account, then you expect to receive punishment and not salvation. Might well accept it. It's a fact. It's the truth. If you don't want to accept it, well, you're only making it hard on yourself, because it's not going to change because you don't want to accept it. God said it. That settles it. You still have time. You still ask a question, any question. Someone asked me after the last broadcast, where in the Bible does it teach the principles, the steps from being an alien sinner to being a obedient and saved child of God? The steps are, you must hear the word. You must hear the word. You must believe the gospel. You must repent of your sin. You will confess faith in Jesus Christ as God and Lord and Savior. And you must be baptized by the authority and power of the name of God, Jesus Christ, for the removal of your sin. You must be buried with Christ in the spiritual obedience of baptism. If it's a grave, it's a watery grave. That's what your senses realize. It's a watery grave. But in fact, it's not a watery grave at all. It's a spiritual burial. It's a burying of a dead spirit with evil works before God. You're retiring that bad boy. You're picking up new, true, good works. And you're living that kind of life. You change the way you live. You change the way you think. You change the way you understand things. You change in favor of God instead of favor of the devil. You went into a realm of spiritual blessing that you had not ever had before you obeyed the truth. So it's a whole new paradigm shift, as we might say scientifically. Whole new world, a world that you have no knowledge or familiarity with before, because you wasn't living that life before. You died as a small child before you even had a chance to even understand what sin and condemnation of God was. Or you might be able to say the words. My 3 and 4 year old children, when they were that age, could say words that a lot of people can't say today who are fully grown. They didn't know and understand the meaning, the depth of meaning that is referred to in the use of those words. But they could recite them, they could pronounce them. At a certain age, 3, 4, 5, they could read them. They could read difficult words that they never heard us say. Some of those names in the God's revelation, the Old Testament revelation of God, some of those names of characters, cities, events, activities, some of those Hebrew and Greek names, Babylonian names. Babylon was a great world empire. Yep. Persia. That Darius and his son, Artaxerxes. And his son, and all of his sons of descent. So, what will your question be? Now, in the day of judgment, according to the word of God, there will be a lot of folks want to ask some questions. Lord, why I can't go to heaven? Lord, where did I go wrong? I thought I was doing what you said. Quoted the Bible to me and quoted lies at the same time. I thought that both of them were the same. I didn't know that it was a lie. I obeyed the preacher's instructions because I thought he was telling us the truth. Did you ever read those instructions in the Bible? Did you ever read in the New Testament where people were told, put their hand on the radio, to lay their hands on somebody's head, and they receive faith and salvation from God? Don't read about that nowhere in the Bible. For being taught things like this, unless you get the Holy Ghost and miraculously speak in other languages and shout and jump about and fall down and foam at the mouth, the eyes roll the back of your head, your tongue swallow your tongue and choke. Unless you do something fanatical like that, you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet. And the Holy Ghost take hold of you. He's going to throw you down and tear you like the devil did to that man's daughter. To that woman's son. The devil will have you biting chains with your teeth. Literally biting them in half if you can. Your teeth don't crumble and crush. God never told you to do anything like that as an action of obedience for salvation. God never told you to heal nobody for a language that you have not studied. God does not require that. never did. In the days, the first century church, in which God did bestow miraculous gifts in the life of members of the Church of Christ, every man couldn't get them. Those guys who wasn't in Christ, they tried to get them through hocus pocus, spirit of the devil, trying to do just like the Egyptian magicians did when Moses' staff began to move about by the power of God. They said, oh, we can do that. They figured about they turned into snakes too. But then Moses' snake ate all the other, swallowed all the other snakes alive. And then Moses picked up the staff and it returned to a hardwood staff. But the magicians of Egypt laughed at Moses. Oh, that ain't no special God. We can do that. Mm-hmm. They did. They could not resist the power of God, nor could they snake resist the power of God's snake. God's snake devoured all their snakes. And God's man can defeat any false teacher and any false doctrine. Because He has the truth. He teaches it for truth. Liars, hypocrites, immoral persons can't understand that very well. Somehow they think it ought not work that way. They even suggest it should work another way. Like God is so ignorant. He don't even know what he's doing. But as a man, a creature, a being that God created, I'm smarter than God. That's blasphemy. That's abomination. That's mockery. That's disdain. It angers God. Causes God's anger to rise. Some men say, I don't care. Well, one day you will. It may be a day too late, but one day you will. That'd be judgment day. That's the last day the ungodly will ever see. Because where they're going to hell, it's no day there. It's only night. It's only darkness. On the contrast, those who go to heaven will have one eternal day. There is no night there. God is the light of the city called heaven. He's the light. He is the eternal light that never dims, that never dissipates to nothing. Can't expect to meet and see the fleshly human beings that we envision through pictures and descriptions now. We think we're going to see them like they are, but we may not. If we do see them, it'll be in the final judgment. I pray that in that day, no one will say that you knew I was astray, Brother Williams. You knew I didn't know the truth, but you never mentioned or said the truth to me. Never invited me to come and study and learn the truth better so that I could repent and change my life and be better. That's something that I have to be concerned about in the future. Right now, I'm trying to tell everybody all over the world what the will of the Lord is. If you don't believe it, you don't obey it, you get caught up in your disobedience, it's going to be too bad for you. In the judgment day, it's not a day of mercy. It's a day of judgment. Mercy is now. Final day, no mercy. Just absolute righteous judgment. That's all there is. Nothing more, nothing else. Ladies and gentlemen, our radio guests, our audience, I want to thank you for your patience, for your coming to this call. Pray that you'll plan to be with us on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. The Lord wills, we all live to see it. Be with us on this call next week. May God bless you according to his will and grace, that you may live and you may learn what is his perfect will, so that you might obey. In Jesus' name, goodbye. Good day, good afternoon, good night.